I'm on the train from Manchester to Leicester via Sheffield and Chesterfield. Going to be in Leicester in about 20 minutes, and a lot of United fans on the train, including these two gentlemen who sat across from me. What's your name? Where are you from?
Peter Wakefield.
So Wakefield Reds.
Well, Pontefract Reds, yes.
So tell us about United support in your part of Yorkshire. Is it not a rugby area? Is Wakefield, am I right in thinking, it's the biggest town in the UK without a football league team?
I feel that's correct, yes. It is a big rugby area. There's Wakefield, Leeds, Castleford, Featherston. But there's still a lot of United. It's a big support. Yeah, Featherston branch. I think there's one in South Hemsall or Kirby that way. So there's still a big following of Reds in West Yorkshire.
And where you live, would there be a lot of Leeds as well, given the proximity to Leeds?
unfortunately.
Scousers?
Yes. Not really, not much Scousers. More United and Leeds, obviously.
Huddersfield?
Not really.
Okay. How are you feeling about the game today?
I don't know. You don't know one week from next of how United's going to play. I'm hoping for a game like Thursday.
Yeah, did you enjoy Thursday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's the best game all season, I'd say.
Why?
Why? Because we were attacking. We looked like we were a team that could score, even though we're strikers. It don't look like they're scoring, but the team looked a lot better than they've done all season on Thursday.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Tommy Gardner, Wakefield, come down from today.
I've heard of you. You're infamous, aren't you?
No, not really. Very quiet man.
You're very well known though, aren't you?
I don't know, mate.
Where are you from originally? Manchester lad, aren't you? Salford.
Salford, Manchester years in your 60s, 70s. But I married a girl from Leeds.
Did you?
So I moved to Wakefield.
Yeah.
I won't move to Leeds, I moved to Wakefield.
Things that people do for marriage, eh, and end up...
Four kids now, 9 grandkids, but she never stopped me watching United, never.
Yeah. I can relate to this. Well, I've not got grandkids, but, you know, you meet a girl and...
71 now, still going.
Still going to 71.
Yeah. And that's my granddad, he's 81.
So, from Salford originally?
Leicester Road, Salford 7, just up the road from Spain's Ways Prison.
So, where did you meet your partner from?
I was working on a power station called Ferry Bridge Power Station.
The famous one, the big one?
Yes, it's not there and they're not working now. And I was lagging, you know, that means thermal engineering, stripping pipes and re-lagging them and shit. And there's a little village called Nottingley. There's a club there called the Scottish Yorkshire and Durham Club, believe it or not. And I met her in there.
The Scottish Yorkshire and Durham Club.
They're all Geordies now.
So Geordies
now.
You have to be Scottish or a Geordie or from Durham.
They love me because my family's Irish. They absolutely love me. They thought him as a nutcase.
So yeah. We had a lad on the last podcast, Digger, who's 85, yeah. Who's still going. Yeah, what you... Well, you've been going home and away for years now.
Yeah, I used to run trips years and years ago. Yeah. So I had to pack in because I got the old cancer carry on.
You've got the?
Yeah, non-Hodgkin's and lymphoma.
Right.
I'm still good. I'm in remission at the moment.
Have you?
My immune system's shot to pieces. Right. I think it's only the drink that's keeping me going, to be honest with you. And United, of course.
So how long have you had that for?
Over 20 years now.
Okay.
They give me 1 to 4 to live and I'm still here.
Okay. So... I know a little bit about this because my dad had exactly the same thing.
Oh, right.
And
he
had it for 16 years. Unfortunately, he's not still going, but I do know about it. It is one of them types of cancer where you can lead a relatively normal life.
Yeah.
His problem came when he got the secondary cancers. That was what hit him. So you have to have your levels checked, don't you?
Yeah, yes. They'll be down there. I have to miss a game. I paid for it as well. Which game did I miss? Was it Bucharest?
No, San Sebastian.
That's it. I was really ill and my immune system crashed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days.
Right.
Which is very difficult to go to a game when you can't move out of bed, if you know what I mean.
Is this United making you ill or the cancer?
At the moment, very ill. Like your man said there, if we play like we did Thursday afternoon, I'll be well happy. Thursday evening, I should say.
Yeah.
that second half is the best we played all season, in my opinion.
I thought we played well in the first half.
By the way, I like that, young kid we got from Arsenal, young Heaven, 18-year-old. Yeah. What a player he is. Jesus Christ. Him and Euro at the back up in the next few years, I think it's going to be outstanding.
So where do you...
In my opinion.
No, I think they both... I mean, I did a lot of research into Euro when he signed. I spoke to a lot of people in France about him. Yeah. And all but one of them said... he's going to be the Raphael Varane of France for the next 10 years. Yeah. The people I spoke to were professional scouts working for Premier League teams. And then Heaven, yeah, I mean, we've put some stuff in United We Stand about him. Thought he did really well the other night on his debut against Real Sociedad. Tell me about your trips. Where did you run them from for United fans? The trips that you ran for United fans. Organised trips.
Oh, Jesus, the drunken bus in 84, was it? 85, Budapest. I had to tell the bus company they were from a little village near where I lived. I told them we were striking miners, so they let us have the bus from 50 odd lads for £60 a turn.
So which game?
That was Budapest. 84 was so 85. The miners' strike had nearly finished.
So that would be Videoton, maybe?
I think that's it, yeah, Videoton.
Videoton was hungry. Yeah, that would be Videoton.
Yeah.
So, you ran a bus from Yorkshire to Videoton.
Yes, 50 odd of us.
And you told them?
Top four striking miners for nothing, as you do, United fans.
Yeah.
But it was a good time, yeah.
£60 each return.
Yes, we had to put it up though, because people were jibbing on all over the place, you know what I mean?
They were jibbing on your bus. So, the idea. I've got a Budapest.
A striking miner is going to a convention.
Sorry about this, people listening. This train announcer's had the temerity to do his job and tell people what's going on in the middle of the podcast. Here we go. We're on our way to Leicester. There's $3,000. So, the idea of going to Budapest on a bus now fills me with dread. But I went to Budapest for Honved in 93. Went by train.
7 times now.
With United, yeah.
In fact, I ran a trip to Moscow, the first non-official flight ever to Moscow.
In 92? For Torpedo?
The first one. 50 was there. And wow. This is a funny story as well. We landed at Moscow, and the young lady used to work for her son. She was at page 3, but she was our interpreter, courier to thing. So, Mr. Gardner, can I have a word with you, please?
So this is the courier who used to work for page 3. She was a model. Yeah. At the Russian end or the British end?
British end. But she met us in Moscow and got us on the bus and taken us to the hotel. It's funny, this. She said, Mr. Gardner, she said, I've heard all about you. I've had the Manchester police here 4 or 5 times. Said there's 2 official players, 1 official plane coming, another coming in with 50 nutcases. Mr. Garner's in charge of them.
Right.
And the police are on extra special watch. They're going to watch you like a hawk. So I put her onto the microphone on the bus and she told everybody. And after 4 days in Moscow, she's on the same lassie bringing us back to the airport. Shook me hand, give me a call. She says, you know something, you lads have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And I will make a report out and send it to Manchester United. Whether they did or not, I don't know.
So was she living in Moscow or she travelled with you?
She was living in Moscow. She met us off the plane.
But she used to be a page 3. She worked on page 3. What did she do? Did a crossword or something like that?
I've not a clue, young man. She was a fine-looking woman and all that, by the way. I know what you're saying, keep it clean. Honest to God, she was lovely. I fancied myself, but one of the boys got in before me. And me being Irish Catholic originally, Irish family, I wouldn't do that anyway.
So, for you to be running trips to Moscow in 92, I mean, the people who went on that trip to Torpedo, it's that this was very soon after the fall of communism.
Don't forget, we got banned for 5 years.
Yeah. I'll stop making announcements, please. Try to do a podcast here. How are you feeling about United at the moment? Do you think we'll get to Bilbao for the final?
I hope so, because I've already booked to go out of Manchester on a Sunday afternoon. EasyJet return, by the way, anybody listening. We got it for 160 return on the Sunday, back the Thursday night. Last flight back out to lands at Manchester Thursday night, 11:30.
I like your optimism. And what about today, Leicester? We're just going past Derby County's ground, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Just over on the left, Pride Park. Yep, it is.
Today's game, I'll be honest with you, I think we should win. If we play like we did, like Peter said, Thursday evening, I think we will win.
I do, hopefully.
Lovely to meet you both.
Yeah, nice to meet you, mate.
Just got off the train at Leicester. It's cold. It's been really beautiful morning in Manchester, sunny, but it's nippy here. I feel like I'm walking down a wind tunnel, and then I look at the trees and they're completely still. So spoke to a group of lads from Ancoats on the train. Go out and watch United and recognise them, and similar age to me. One of them said he used to be at United, and I'm like, yeah, weren't they all? But I didn't say that. But no, straight away I knew that he was, and I thought I knew who he was. And he's got in a game with mates, and they're great lads. This lad was a fantastic young footballer, and he was someone who Wes Brown told me about, because Wes and this lad used to play together at Manchester United. And Wes has told me about him lots of times, including in my book. And at the end, the lad come up to me and he showed me this article that had been written about him with what Wes Brown has said to him. I went, yeah, I know that, mate. I wrote it. And he went, did you? I went, yeah, I did. I wrote it about 7 years ago. So it's really nice just bumping into the variety of Manchester United fans from all different areas, you know, just speaking to the lads from Yorkshire then. And everyone's got a story. And you know, Manchester United have got a global appeal, but I love it when I bump into lads from the working class parts of Manchester, inner city Manchester, who still go home and away. And everyone brings different strands of interest to Manchester United. And I celebrate the fact that some of the most loyal Manchester United fans I know are from nowhere near Manchester. But I love it when I meet lads from Manchester. So I'm in Leicester now, and well, what do we know about this game? Leicester are in terrible form, apart from when I watched Ruud van Nistelrooy's team play. I've never seen Ruud lose a game, and someone pretty senior at Manchester United said to me the other day, "Don't go to Leicester." I'm not joking. I'm like, well, I'm going to support Manchester United. So I'm here, but if you're listening after this and Leicester have won, then whew, I'm definitely a good luck merchant for Leicester City. Not too concerned about them. The Leicester fans who were on the train, they're not optimistic at all. The United fans were like, if I hear you booing Ruud, then I'm going to find you in the ground. And you wouldn't want to be found by them. So it's a chance, hopefully, of a win, of nudging up the table. Each Premier League position is worth almost £4 million. Can't believe I'm saying these sort of things, but it is relevant and it is true, especially in an environment where people are losing their jobs and the financials are being off-sited. I don't like 7 p.m. Sunday kickoffs. I remember it from Fulham a few weeks ago, and just speaking to them lads then, half of them are staying down in Leicester, and some of them are having to go back via Nuneaton tonight. I mean, that's awful, isn't it? Do you think anyone really cares when they're deciding when the game is? About the fans who are actually attending the match? The travelling fans? No, me neither. But I will always bring it up, and I always will do. All right, let me see who I bump into next. Cha-ching is the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling, I don't know, football programs to old vinyl records, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so that you can successfully grow your business. You can be selling anything, your trainers, secondhand clothes, new clothes, covering all your sales channels from a shopfront ready POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Full of the industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth, Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without learning new skills in design or coding. And thanks to award-winning help with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. What's lovely about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is a possibility powered by Shopify. And if you sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/united, that's all in lowercase, go to shopify.co.uk/united to take your business to the next level today. shopify.co.uk/united. This is walking through Leicester City now, by Leicester Market, where Gary Lineker's father used to have a store. It's quite attractive in the centre of this city of a quarter of a million people. Just bumped into a couple of Reds. Where are you from?
What's Reading. Kieran from Reading. I'm up with my son Connor.
And how are you feeling about the game today?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident, especially after Thursday night. We were looking pretty good. So I know we ain't got Dorgu in the side, who had a stormer, but Aidan Heaven, I think, was outstanding on Thursday night. He looked really, really accomplished, particularly when it was his first game, or his first start.
What did you like about him?
His composure.
Yeah.
And the way that he was willing to take the ball out from the back. He was taking on attackers, and he looked really, really comfortable on the ball. And for 1.5 million, it's an absolute steal. Mm. Absolute steal.
Yeah. And going into this game towards the end of the season, what are your thoughts? Can this season, I wouldn't say be rescued, because it's been
impossible.
A really poor season.
But it's impossible.
I just feel a lot lighter than a week ago.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. But I can't understand all these people who keep clamouring for managers' necks all the time. It's just one thing after another, and at some stage we need stability. That's what we had for 26 years with Fergie. He didn't get it right for 3.5 years, did he? He didn't come in November 86, didn't win his first trophy until May 90. So at the end of the day, and I remember being at Old Trafford when we got beat by Coventry 3-2. I can't remember if it was a league or the cup game, because we had them in successive games, and everybody was clambering for his head, and it was Martin Edwards. You said kudos to Martin Edwards the other day on your YouTube channel, saying about him buying up the land around the stadium. And yeah, I remember going, I mean, I'm from Reading, and 50 years next month, April 75 was my first game at Old Trafford. I was 15. You know, I went up there with a group of lads who was 14 and 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And I remember what it was like. It was all industrial. Do you remember walking across the rail lines and everything there, you know?
How many of them lads go now?
None, I don't
really
think. Yeah, none of them.
Really?
No, it's only me. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm bringing Connor now, of course.
Yeah, you're bringing your lad.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the stadium. How do you feel about the news last week about a potential move to a new stadium?
Well, initially, I'm pretty much the same as you. Look like a circus tent, and I thought it was pretty apt, really, for the clowns that have been playing there recently. But, no, I mean, I'm positive about it. More it grows on you more and more, the more you look at it, and you see, it's not just about the stadium, it's about everything that's around it as well, and all the housing and the businesses and you know, the concourse. And it should be really, really good. Yeah, Old Trafford holds a lot of memories to me. As I said, first time I was there was April 1975. And, yeah, it does hold a lot of memories to me, you know. Season ticket holder now for God knows how many years. It's an hell of a trip. Sorry, Gandy.
Connor, how old are you?
20.
And you're from Reading. Who do you mate support?
Oh, God.
How many? What? I'll say different clubs and you tell me whether they're well supported or not. Liverpool?
There's two of them.
Reading?
None, really.
No Reading in Reading?
There's a couple, but...
Yeah, some of those Liverpool supporters go and watch Reading.
Do they? Manchester United?
Only one.
So who did he support? Arsenal?
Yeah, there's one Arsenal.
Tottenham?
One Tottenham.
Chelsea?
No Chelsea.
Who else? Or you've just not got many mates?
yeah, a bit of both, probably.
How are you feeling today about the game at Leicester City?
Confident. Should be easy 3 points.
Yeah? And what about United this season?
God, where to start?
been difficult, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us what you like about coming up with your dad to matches.
Just the experience. It's a lot of fun spending time with him.
And it's free. Yeah.
So you get looked after and I'll buying your tickets.
Yeah, we've got to go to the pub now, Andy, right? I've got to have Coke. He can have a few beers.
You're having what?
I'm driving.
Okay. Right, boys.
Hey, lovely to
meet you. You're having... Cola, you sure what you
said? Yeah, sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine. Rasmus Højlund has scored 28 minutes, and you can hear the United end singing away. It's been a while. He was set up by Bruno Fernandes. He kept his cool. This is against a Leicester team who haven't scored a home league game since December the 8th. You can see here there's empty seats. The away end at United End is loud, as it always is here. Really good size. Away end, I know numerically it's similar to others. But Højlund is the headline so far. Heaven is also defending very well. So yeah, 29 minutes gone on Manchester United League 1-0 at Leicester City. You can just hear the away end singing for Ruben Amorim. To the Bonnie Tyler song. So rare is the occasion when Manchester United lead in any game. Well, there's been a bit of an upturn in the last week or so. And, you know, this Leicester team are really, really struggling. But you can just hear the away end, it's loud. For Manchester United, Alejandro Garnacho, who is absolutely determined to sit on an advertising hoarding today, he got it. He had put the ball in the net before and celebrated, but it was offside. So he swung and hit this one. Viva Garnacho, listen to the away end, listen to the... Beautiful sound. Oh, he's absolutely buzzing off scoring that. Set up by Bruno, so a triple substitution now. Xerxes, Casemiro and Amas coming on for Eriksen, Ugarte and Garnacho. So Manchester United are 2-0 up away in a league game. Just savour that because it doesn't happen a lot. So it will be four unbeaten now for the first time since a man called Ruud van Nistelrooy was in charge. He's also hearing his name being sung by the travelling away fans. So 68 minutes gone. Leicester City 0. Manchester United 2. Listen how loud it is. Always a good away end at Leicester. And the Reds are enjoying this. What was really sad was Aidan Heaven went off. He was stretchered off. And he was Manchester United's best performer in the first half. It is so sad. And United's luck with injuries is non-existent last season and this season. So I don't know what the prognosis for him is yet, but... Ha. Thank you. 3-0 to Manchester United. The players are going to the away end now, where the United fans are singing about going to Bilbao. Leicester have gone 7 without scoring at home, which I understand is a record in
the English First Division, unfortunately, for Leicester and for Ruben Nistelrooy. So the players are now in front of the away end and they're singing along. Hopefully you can hear this. The away end's been really, really good. Graham, who's a journalist who Leicester City's on his patch. Graham's dad, I've just witnessed him talking to Darren Fletcher because Graham's dad scouted Darren Fletcher. These are tough times for Rude here at Leicester, Graham.
Yeah, it's just a horrendous run, isn't it? It's 10 and a half hours now at home without a goal. It's 1-1 in 14, so he's not got his troubles to seek. But to be fair, he inherited a really weak squad. And there's not been a lot of investment in it.
What's Rude like to deal with from a journalistic perspective? We've just seen him walk through days. His dad's come over to watch the game here.
He's absolutely fantastic. You know, he answers every question. He doesn't sort of take the huff if he's asked a difficult question. You don't get the death stare from him. He answers everything honestly. You just really want it to work for the guy because, you know, he's so good and he's feeling it. He's suffering as much as the fans are. He's coming at a difficult time and it's just not picked up.
You're not watching Man United all the time, so I'm always intrigued for opinions of people who see them in glimpses. What did you make?
I thought they're a team that look as though the confidence is coming back, you know, it's surging back. They look as though they've got a good idea under Ruben Amorim now, what he requires from them. And obviously, Garnacho and Hoyland scoring to end the long goal droughts, that's going to do the confidence a world of good. So, you know, that European dream's still alive, isn't it?
The fans were singing about it tonight, about going to Bilbao to visit the museums in Bilbao and not drink, you know. And then your dad found Darren Fletcher.
Yeah. I'm from Edinburgh, actually, and Dad scouted for Rangers at the time. And Darren was brought into Rangers, and Dad used to ferry him to and from training for weeks and weeks on end. But I think everybody knew that Darren was a Celtic supporter, first of all. He was also training with Celtic, and on the holidays he was going down to Manchester United. So I don't think Dad actually thought he was going to get him. But yeah, I've got a team sheet in the house, funnily enough, with Darren on one side and Craig Gordon, who went on to play for Sunderland and Celtic, you know, and had still current Scotland goalkeeper, 40, 45 or something, whatever he is now. The two of them were against each other, and Dad's got a couple of ticks against the names to bring them into Rangers.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
It's 22:11 at night and I'm walking through Leicester City Centre. I've just left the ground. I just spoke to Ruben Nistelrooy, who heard the Reds singing his name and was very appreciative of that. Clearly he couldn't acknowledge that in the stadium. And I feel for him. He's such a wonderful human and it won't always be like this for him. And I'd love to see where he is a year from now. I spoke to Rasmus Hoyland and also to Manu Ugarte for 5 minutes and 5 seconds. In fact, I was called down from the press box to speak to him because he speaks in Espanol. United won 3-0. Oh, what fun it is to see United run away. Really enjoyed that. It's not unexpected, but I sense a burgeoning confidence growing from this young team. Aidan Heaven was fantastic in the first half and then he went off after 48 minutes. This is on his Premier League debut. He's United's best defender, maybe even the best player, although Bruno Fernandes continues just to drive that midfield, create chances. And De Ligt played well. Mazraoui steady. Hoyland played well. Hoyland scored. 18-year-old Harry Amass, 18 as of today, came on, 253rd Academy debutant. As Hoyland was lovely finish. I mean, Leicester's defence was poor, but he took it well.
Casemiro came on. So it feels good, you know, going into an international break with the mood being upbeat rather than downbeat. The wind was brilliant. Brilliant. Really loud. Shows you can be mid-table. No one wants to be mid-table. Just singing for Ruben Amorim, not Bonnie Tyler, it's a heartache song. And, I mean, Leicester are just so down. The stadium wasn't even full. There were lots of empty seats. Just imagine you're not seeing your team win for so long. Your team score a goal at home since the start of December. And I know expectations at Leicester City are different to Manchester United. But it's been a really, really poor season for them. So, Nana had a pretty quiet afternoon. Delo, he's been getting a bit of stick. I honestly think he's, some of the things he does go unappreciated. And he put a lovely ball in to set up one of the goals. Bruno's goal was I mean, he's just in such a sweet spot at the moment, scoring all the time. And you can just see that, I spoke to the players about this, what they're trying to do in training, it's starting to come together a little bit. I do think new players are needed and players need to move on. But from small victories, confidence can grow. And it isn't just tonight. The game against Real Sociedad the other night was probably the best performance of the season. And they're a good team, Real Sociedad. They're not Barcelona, they're not Real Madrid, but they're a good team. They had good wins in Europe. And then the performance against Arsenal was also decent. I'm currently lost outside a Pure Gym and Premier Inn in Leicester City Centre. And I will find my way out of this to get to my luxury Ibis Hotel, which doesn't need any stars to show off, just chilled. Quite a few United fans in there. Chido Obi came on, so good minutes for him as well. Toby Collier's coming on too. Dermot Mee, goalkeeper, just had a chat with him. He's from Birmingham, and yep, he's ready to come on today. But obviously, an honour. Things went okay for him in the end after a bit of an illness. And I just saw Aidan Heaven walk out of the stadium. Unaided, no crutches or anything like that. He had a brace on his foot. So I am no doctor, but having seen him get stretchered off, I was slightly encouraged to see him just walking by himself. I'm back in the Leicester wind tunnel. It's 10 to 11 at night. But United are, there'll be more news this week. There's always news with Manchester United, isn't there? Last week it was the stadium. Should be a few announcements this week. And I'm going to go down to London tomorrow to do a Talk of the Devils podcast. Rival podcast, eh? Us United, we stand people. I'm sure you'll excuse me. Thanks for listening, everybody. And enjoy the international break. Bye-bye.